And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and I have a couple of great guests here. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja East Cape, and Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater Spirits. We're going to be talking some great spirits and some great places to travel. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today is going to be. I always say this is the probably the easiest show of the year because it's very easy to talk about my most favorite place in the world to go to. So it's going to be a great time today.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Right?
Yeah, I know you just came back from the ranch, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Day before yesterday.
And what's going on down there?
Good fishing.
Yeah.
Good fishing. Big yellowtail.
Big yellows.
Yeah. You know, they come and go, and the last few years hasn't been real good, but boy, this year's off the board. Really, yeah. They're real, real strong off Sorabo Island, a little further north. They're just catching limits, and big fish, too, you know, 40, 50, 60 pounders are common. But the bite really moved in the last couple of weeks, moved south, and off the lighthouse, they're crushing them.
That's great.
Some really, really nice big ones.
Don't forget about that yellowfin, too.
Oh, yeah. about an 80-pound yellowfin they picked
up. Come on.
No, bouncing iron on the bottom.
80-pound
yellowfin? In March.
Good morning, Youssef.
Good morning. How are you doing?
From Cutwater. You wish you were down there and hanging out, catching yellowfin on the iron?
I saw that picture on the post on Facebook, I think it was, and I commented to John that the sickles on that fish looked like a 200-pound fish.
That's cool.
I hadn't seen those Hawaiian-style sickles on a fish down in Baja before, so that was very cool to see.
That was unusual.
Yeah.
That was unusual. Normally they don't, you know. I don't know if it's a different subspecies or what. But normally we don't have those.
Yeah, especially on a fish of that size.
Yeah.
A pounder.
And in March.
Yeah, that was combined. They caught a couple of yellowtail that were 40 to... They weren't weighing them. Our scale's broken. I'm taking a new one down. But they're 40 to 50-pound yellowtail.
That's
well.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're tuggers, too, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. This is the time of the year where things really start happening down at the ranch, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's right around showtime. Normally we'd be at... at the Fred Hall.
Would have been last week, right?
No. Yeah. Well, actually, Fred Hall would have been.
Yeah, last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend.
Last weekend for Long Beach.
Long Beach, and then we'd be waiting for Del Mar. But it's not going to happen this year. It's going to happen in 2022, so we'll just have to wait for that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we just need to go down to the ranch and go fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, reservations are looking really good. You know, I didn't know what
to expect. Our tournament in June is sold out, and thanks a lot to Youssef and his partners there at Cutwater Spirits. You guys stepped up big time to kind of change the program at the Let's Talk Hookup annual 25th annual tournament,
that's so cool.
I might add, too.
Yeah, between the money that we're putting up for the prizes, I think we got $3,000 going to first place. And 1,000 to second, 500 for third, and then some billfish release money as well.
And roosters.
So I'm going to be looking forward to fishing it. I think I'm definitely getting down there. I haven't been since June. So with COVID and all, it's been a little tight. But, getting vaccinated up and getting down there is the main priority for me.
I can tell you, I just returned from Zihuatanejo last night. I spent the week down in Zihuat, and it was so seamlessly easy to return back to LAX. I have a nonstop on Alaska from Zihuat to LAX. COVID test right at the airport, $25. It's the quick test. And it was no problem. It's same thing down in Baja, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we do it at the ranch. It's a little more money at the ranch. It's $60, and that's what they're charging. But at the airport, it is $25. And we're recommending if people want to save some money to go about an hour early.
Yeah.
But they're real consistent and doing a great job.
Yeah.
And it's relatively easy. You know, I thought it was going to negatively affect our bookings, and maybe it has a little bit. Not in a big way.
Yeah.
People are sucking it up. A lot of pent-up demand. You know, people cabin fever.
Oh,
big,
man.
Big
time.
Put me in
go.
That list. I need to get to the ranch.
They want to go. And they are. I mean, this tournament's a perfect example. It's going to be our best tournament by far. 28 teams and 80 guests. It's going to be good.
It's going to be fun.
So cool.
You know, and I might add, too, if you're flying into the Cross Border Express CBX in Tijuana, you don't need the test.
Yeah, that's my way.
Yeah.
I don't get tested.
Yeah.
I've had both of my vaccinations now, and I think they're going to be changing the rules a little bit for people that are fully vaccinated.
I hope so, because I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point in getting tested when you're already... had all your vaccinations and you're good to go.
Well, here's an interesting side note. One of our buddies that was down there with me, Larry, had COVID within the last, I forget what the window was. 3 months.
Yeah.
And all he had to have was paperwork from his doctor that he's okay, didn't have to have the test, just showed the paperwork, he was fine.
Really? We've had a few guests do exactly that, and that's working as well. It's interesting because it's up to the airlines to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is, like at the airport, when you get the test and then you test negative, they send you an email. They need to show them the email, as you know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And I think they're taking it pretty seriously down in the areas around the ranch, Los Feliz, and going even to the little quick stop when I was there last time in June, that, you know, not only masks but face shields and sanitizing agents at the door, and it's pretty serious.
They're more strict than up here.
No doubt about it.
We're jumping through a lot of hoops keeping the hotel open.
I'll bet you are.
But the hotel's open.
Absolutely.
People can come, enjoy an escape, easy escape.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a good year, and we've got a lot of reservations, and I'm looking forward to spending a a good year at the ranch.
Yeah,
sure.
I can imagine. Sure. You said, what is happening at Cutwater? You brought in a sampling of some new, Ricky and I are drooling.
Yeah, here. Right.
Sampling of some of the new product from Cutwater, right?
Yeah, we don't have a Rancho margarita in a can yet, but we've got a few.
Come, though, right?
We've got a few variants. We've got the, you know, regular margarita, which is just a lime-based margarita, and then we're coming at it now with a mango margarita. We just canned up peach margarita yesterday, so I brought some of that for you guys to try.
Ooh.
And a strawberry margarita as well. And this kind of goes along with our whole tequila rollout that we've done throughout the last year. We've got Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo all now in bottles. It's won just an amazing amount of awards last year, including double gold at San Francisco, which is kind of like the Academy Awards of,
wow, hey,
of spirits. And tequila of the year out in London, which is another huge award. So with countless other ones in between. So really just coming out of the gate, firing on all cylinders with this tequila, and really happy with the partnership that we've developed with the family down in Tequila, which is the Orendain family. And, you know, tequila producer that's been around for 98 years and, you know, just really doing a very traditional tequila, oven-cooked agave and on equipment that we designed, and basically it's like a little mini Cutwater facility inside,
really?
Their, you know, almost 100-year-old distillery. So, you know, just a great partnership that, you know, we developed, and it all started with one of their relatives taking a brewing class for me here at UCSD in La Jolla, and he came up and started wanting to learn how to brew and opened a brewery now he's won Best Mexican Brewery of the Year, I think two,
wow,
years in a row, and so that's Fortuna Brewing, and they're right on the road going into the town of Tequila. So, you know, it's just
cool.
Everything was just very serendipitous, meeting this, you know, young kid, and
yeah,
and then going down and brewing beer with him, and getting introduced to the family, and then developing this partnership with them, which is just a really holistic way of going about it versus,
right,
going down and, you know, trying to do like a Maquia type process where you're just having a white label tequila made with your slapping your label on it. You know, I'm going down, I'm distilling with them, I'm going down doing all the barrel selection and the blending, and
wow,
you know, I'm not doing the HEMA, I'm not going down to cut the agave, because I've tried, and it took me, I think, in the time it took me to take one agave down, one piña, I think they had harvested half a field, so, and I was about ready to have a heart attack.
Looks like, so, I've seen that video that you posted on your website.
Yeah, it's amazingly, yeah, hard work and the heat and everything. But yeah, trying to get down there and basically oversee every part of the process all the way through to bottling, and you know, I'm even going down for the label printing and making sure that the,
wow,
labels are made and the glass bottles that are being produced. So literally every part of the process.
I love that tequila, the Reposado, really great.
Yeah.
Either straight or mixed into a margarita or whatever you
want. I was drinking it just with a little bit of soda water and a lime.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's my favorite.
I was like, God, this is
really good. I did,
yeah,
a good job.
Yeah, that's my favorite way.
It's hard to almost break in my arm, patting myself on the back.
Shot of Reposado and then some Topo Chico and a little squeeze of lime in there. That's Chris from Smokies taught me that one. That's a good one.
It's so simple, yeah, so good.
Yeah, it's delicious. So what's the future hold for Cutwater? I know big Super Bowl ad. That was awesome.
That was
what
fun.
Great placement.
Yeah, that was kind of out of the blue for us. We started working on that, I think, just about a month before the game. So getting that all shot and in there, it was just, you know, it's sitting back and watching this commercial come on the game. Especially with my background in brewing, I mean, that's kind of like the culmination of any brewer's dream, is to have their product featured on the Super Bowl. So to have a distillery and have that same commercial come up, it was kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah. What was it like? You get tingles when that thing came up on the TV?
Yeah, you know, just watching it on the screen, even though you've seen it before, you know, in the conversations that we've had, it still was quite a bit different to,
yeah,
see it, you know, mixed in with the game, and it's still actually shocking. I'll be watching YouTube, you know, some how-to video on YouTube, and then it pops up on there, and
cool.
it's kind of like all of a sudden you're just shocked by Cutwater spirits, you,
yeah,
know. It's really cool.
So what about distribution? You know, my my brother-in-law, John, lives in Cleveland. He says, I can't get cutwater. Is there going to be more wide distribution?
Yeah, we have 37 states right now, and but it's pockets of those states. So we're not, when we say, you know, we're in Texas, we're in maybe little pockets of Texas. Or, you know, so there's a where to buy on our website. Okay. You can always use that. And if nothing else, you know, email us directly. We've got a contact page, and you know, if you email one of the sales team, they'll get back to you, hopefully within hours, and tell you where to find it. And yeah, that where to buy really helps out, because a lot of people don't think that it's going to be there, and then lo and behold, it is there. You know, so
yeah, actually, you can find
the more that people ask for it and you know demand it in their local stores, the better chance we have to get it in there. Although there is some states and some laws that prohibit the sale in certain regions because it's a spirit-based product. It's not a beer-based product.
Yes.
So all these seltzers can kind of get in because they have what's called a beer base in there. We are made with real spirits that we distill at Cutwater. So the laws apply to liquor, not to beer. So sometimes there's a little bit of you know hoops that we have to jump through with the local governments to get our product in. But it's starting to become easier, and the distribution network that we have is getting to be a kind of a well-oiled machine.
So. Yeah.
But that's why it's so good, and that's why it's so popular, is when you crack open a Cutwater margarita, you're drinking a margarita. You're drinking tequila that you guys, you know, tequila that you did, the mix that you, you know, it doesn't taste like a funky blend of something that's just sweet. I mean, it's you're cracking open a, you know, a, what would a bar blended margarita taste like?
Yeah, it's very confusing because the liquor laws have been muddled to the point where people can call things margarita that doesn't have tequila in it, and by definition, it's not a margarita. You know,
yeah.
So if you're using a cane sugar fermented into some kind of bizarre alcohol and you're making a margarita out of that, you're missing the quintessential component, which is the tequila. So same thing with the Mai Tai. You know, we're using not only our white rum but an aged rum in there. Which gives it the complexity that you'd expect in a cocktail that you're buying, you know, that you expect.
And you can buy all these spirits in the bottle, too, like the barrel-aged rum you just talked about.
Right. So everything that we're putting in as a canned mix, we're not only making we're making the spirits at Cutwater, you know, distilling them from either cane sugar or the actual grains that, you know, for whiskeys. And the tequila obviously has to be made in Mexico, so we're overseeing that project. But we also make all the sodas and the mixes and everything that's going into the cans. So right here in San Diego, our canning lines are running almost nonstop, 24 hours a day almost.
Crazy.
And it spits out about 400 cans a minute. So,
wow.
You know, we're cranking out a lot of these other, you know, folks that you're seeing have contract companies that are making their product. And the cool thing is, you know, once our tours finally get back running, you can come in and actually see the process being done right in front of your eyes.
You know? And how stable are the cans? I mean, once you mix all these ingredients in there, what's the shelf life?
That's the secret to kind of what we do in the lab is trying to make these things very stable. So usually a year shelf life.
Wow.
Which is, you know, very different from the beer world.
Yeah.
But part of that is the way we build everything, and you know, that's our main goal is stability, consistency, so people, you know, always get the same product.
That's pretty amazing. When are we going to see Cutwater down in Rancho Llanero, John?
I know. You better ask you, son. We're ready. We're ready.
We have June.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely load up some product to take down there for the tournament.
All
so.
Right.
And try to get John to stock at least some tequila behind the bar for me.
Sure. No worries.
Is there Is there an international market for Cutwater?
There is. We're just starting to look into some international. We did with the beer when we were in over at Ballast Point. We brought it to Korea and Australia and I think the Netherlands as well. So there is a market. We're just tapping into that now. So it's complicated to get
it
over there.
I can imagine.
And you know, a lot of the folks want to know everything about you and the product to get before they'll take it in. So, you know, we're definitely working on that. For say bringing tequila down to Mexico, it's kind of like bringing sand to the beach, you know. especially, you know, down once you get into mainland, but you know, we might end up bringing the cans down, and I think there is definitely a worldwide market, and our goal is to be a worldwide brand. We've said that since day one of starting the business. So.
Sure, but it's made in Mexico, so
tequila's made in Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah. So So in order, you said it has to be brewed in Mexico. Is it kind of like you can't call champagne champagne? It's made in the Champagne region. Is it you can't call tequila tequila unless it's made in tequila?
Exactly. So there's certain regions that you can make the tequila, and we happen to be made in the town of Tequila, which a lot of folks don't even understand. There is a town of Tequila. But that's considered the lowlands, and then there's the Los Altos, which is the higher elevation region, and Jalisco is one of the areas that you can make. It's similar to Mezcal. Mezcal has, I can't remember how many states. I think it's 9 different areas that you can make. God, what a segue! We are actually releasing a Mezcal in a couple weeks here, which is actually made in Durango, and it's made out of a varietal called Ceniso, which is a different, little less known varietal. Most of the Mezcal is made in Oaxaca with a varietal called Espadin.
Yeah, a varietal of agave.
Yeah, so the Espadin is very common. We're kind of taking a little sidestep and trying to come out with a little funkier variety, and that Ceniso variety, it's grown wild. It's a much different process than the tequila, where they're harvesting kind of planted mm-hmm. clones of the Blue Weber agave. This is, they're literally going out in a truck with burros and harvesting wild Ceniso agave and coming back and cooking them in lava rock lined pit ovens in the ground.
Get out of here.
So it's a super cool process, and that we went down again and oversaw the process of that and to see that finally come into fruition. This is after maybe a year and a half. We finally got product on a truck. I think it's at the border right now trying to clear customs.
Oh, so it's going to be here soon.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Wow. So it would be a cutwater Mezcal.
Exactly.
Wow, fantastic.
So
yeah.
Trying to come with all every cylinder.
Yeah, every angle.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be doing some fish talk as well as some spirit talk here with a couple great guests and talking about a beautiful place, the Rancho Leonero.
Yeah.
And how excited we are to get out and go.
Especially for talking the big 25th anniversary. So cool and so proud to get to do that at Rancho Leonero and having Cutwater on board. It's going to be a great time. And we're going to have a great show this morning. We want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Phones are already getting packed up, but we got room for you. 213-432-1090. And don't forget, you can text the show, the ever-popular option now of Let's Talk Hookup. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download on your Android or your iPhone device. Just fire up the app, and you'll see one of the first options is send a text to the show. We'll be taking those throughout the show and having lots of fun with that as well. And, again, if you give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090, not only do you get to talk to John and talk to Yusef, you also get a shot at winning a great prize. At the end of today's show, we are giving away a killer prize, which is an assortment of Cutwater Spirit swag as well as an assortment of Seaguar Fluorocarbon, a really cool prize pack for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. You're getting hooked up by Cutwater, hooked up by Seaguar. It's going to be a great one. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to John and Yusef, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning in the world quarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Seeing the fleet anxiously ready to go catch some tuna here. I mean, life is
Yeah, what did I miss this week?
You picked a perfect week to be gone in beautiful Mexico. You missed a lot of rain. You missed a lot of local snow. You missed a whole lot of wind. Yeah. And, you know, there's definitely some fishing to be had locally here. It's just, it's doing what spring, you know, or, well, more like late winter, early spring often does. You know, the key to our fishing really getting kicked off or getting good is just consistency in the weather. And that's what we're not having. You know, that fish will bite in early season conditions, but it just takes stable and steady conditions for a few days to do it, and what it's doing right now is just pretty typical spring. It's beautiful for a day and a half, and then it gets cold, and then it blows, and then it rains, and then it's nice for 2 days, and then it rains again, and then it's windy. It's just not stable and steady and allowing that fish to get acclimated to whatever it's in. You know, our fish don't need to have purple blue 72 degree water, but they need to have the same water and the same consistency for a while, and that's just what we're lacking. But there's fish around. You know, there's fishing, a little bit of fish to be had in La Jolla, and I know there's some good halibut fishing that happened this week. So,
and I guarantee you that bluefin's still out there.
No,
somewhere.
No question about it. Yeah, absolutely no question about it.
It could happen at any time.
Yeah.
And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, we might find out how soon it could happen because we have a great Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacific is going to be on, so I guarantee he's on.
I know the angler, our guest last week, American Angler, is doing it's either a day and a half or a 3 day trip this weekend, and I know that one of the plans was to go scout out that tuna zone. So hopefully we'll hear from Ray and the crew and find out that bluefin's around and biting.
Yeah, there we go. Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to John Ireland, talk to Yusef Cherney. Great opportunity for you. 213-432-1090, open right now. Like I say, we're giving away a Cutwater Spirits swag as well as an assortment of great cigar fluorocarbons. So let's go ahead and jump into it.
Cool prize pack, man. You got it. Why don't we start it off with Vinny? He's caught us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? I got a question about on the Cutwater. What type of vodka do you guys use for your Bloody Mary? Do you guys have a particular brand that you guys put in that?
Everything that we're bringing in, you know, we're packaging up right at the facility. So the column that we're using is a 6 times distilled vodka. So basically, if you are around, and I know right now it's a little tough with the tier we're in. I think we're still in purple. So our tours are still not being held. But as soon as that opens up, you'll be able to get back and see the distillation process that we have in the back. And, you know, everything, you know, from the whiskey and gin and rum and everything that we have in the back is being produced in the facility. We're canning up all the mix. So it's a blend of everything that's being made in the back going into the cans. So
your spirits, born and raised right here in San Diego, are exactly what go into the cans.
Yeah, and there's
nothing outside.
There is definitely stuff that we have to bring in.
Sure.
You know, especially with, you know, tequila, because that has to be made in Mexico.
Right.
But yeah, we're trying to do everything we can in house. If we have to bring in product, you know, because of laws or whatnot, or you know, we can't make it there, then we you know, we'll bring it in. But for the most part, we're trying to make everything in house.
Yeah, great.
That's cool.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. We'll talk to Lonnie. Lonnie's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Lonnie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question for about Rancho Leonero. How hard is it to take that trip? I know you drive down to the border. There's a parking there, right?
And yeah, the CBX is really, really easy. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Yeah, it's actually easier than going on Alaska out of Lindbergh. It's how I go back and forth all the time.
And cheaper.
It's like always at least, it's normally at least half the cost of Alaska, and really normally about a third. And the walk across the border, across CBX and into the main terminal is no more than 10 minutes overall. And it's cake. It really is.
And Tijuana Airport's very clean, very modern.
Yeah, it's a nice airport.
Really nice.
There's nice little restaurants in there, and they've been flying really on time. I've only experienced a couple of times when the flights have been late or delayed. But they go right on time, and it's actually easier for somebody like me. I'm always bringing down goods, you know, for the hotel and smuggling stuff. And it's actually easier to get through Tijuana. They don't pay any attention. We're in Cabo, because you go through customs in Tijuana and then board the flight, and it's domestic going into Cabo San Lucas, so you don't get all
so
the
red light. So once you clear customs in Tijuana,
you're done.
You're in the country.
You're done, so it's faster getting out.
Yeah.
It's quicker. They're great flights, and you know they also.
And you don't need a COVID test when you come back.
Exactly, yeah. No COVID test, which is a big bonus.
Speaking of customs, that's my most favorite part, is coming home, dealing with customs and the CBX. It is. I've never crossed anywhere where it was so fast and so easy.
No, there's never anyone there, and it's actually faster than Lindbergh.
No doubt.
Again, you know the where they have now at Lindbergh, they have customs at the far end of the whole airport, and it's a long walk. It's actually
same in LAX. I just went through it last night.
Yeah,
it's a long walk. Yeah,
it's actually easier, believe it or not, going into Tijuana and through. It's really cake.
However, if you want to fly from San Diego Lindbergh Field, you want to fly from Los Angeles. You can. And there's several flights, and I know Alaska has flights, and other airlines have flights down to Cabo.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Cabo is one of the few tourist destinations now that are really kind of booming along, and airlines are loving it. You know, it's a great route for them, and Southwest, American, Alaska, everybody's flying in there, and because they're selling seats.
Now even more after this article in the New York Times yesterday, right, the boom in the East Cape there.
Oh, boy, yeah.
That was quite an article.
I don't know if you read that, but my neighbor, they sold already $1 billion worth of homes
with
the
real
and
estate.
Did you see
that? Just crazy. Yeah.
Oh no, they're getting $30-40 million for a home. And a beachfront lot is going for $15-25 million.
And you can stay right next door at Rancho Leonero for a couple hundred bucks.
A lot less money.
Including your meals.
Guaranteed. Yeah, the Four Seasons is, I think, a minimum of $1,200 a night, something like that.
And I don't think people realize how easy it is to get from the airport to the ranch.
Yes.
It's 45 minutes, and I think the ranch arranges, you know, can arrange transportation. You know, they get picked up. You kind of make a beeline through all the people trying to get you to hop in their car and go right out to the front, and there'll be somebody waiting for you and pop you right up the road. So really easy to get there.
Yeah, and that's the whole key to the ranch. We make everything as easy as possible, and that's including the COVID testing. You know, the onus is on us. We do everything, and as long as you're there, we'll make sure you get it. When you're coming into the airport, the taxi meets you, there's a sign that says Rancho Leonero, you know right where to go. And again, it's so easy.
Rancho Leonero is no doubt the closest and easiest place to get to feel like you're in a complete another world. You know, if it's busy and your work and everything else that's going on, it's such a short flight and such a short drive that if you leave in the morning, you're there for lunch for an afternoon margarita with just no effort and no difficult travel. But once you're there, you're in a completely different mindset. Yeah,
that's really true. You know, when I first found Rancho Lanero, it just amazed me at how tropical and how far away it is for really how close
totally.
It is. A two-hour flight, you know. In the old days, we used to fly out of Tijuana into La Paz. And that's also another option for people flying in. You can always fly into La Paz as well, and it's only about a half an hour more
from the
airport.
The same amount of time it takes me to drive to the heart of L.A. is I can be at Rancho Lanero from my house.
Yep.
You know, that kind of flight and drive, you talk about two different worlds, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really accessible.
You can tell we're all fans, so you better book a trip and come on down. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Let's go talk to Mike Shane from Hub Sea World Research Institute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Morning, Pete. Morning, Rick and John and Yusuf.
Yeah, good morning. I know you called in, talked about the big fundraiser coming up here last Sunday, but a special guy here who's a big supporter of Hub Sea World, Yusuf, you wanted to call in again and talk a little bit about their part, right?
Yeah, perfect. Yes. I mean, Cutwater, we're having a virtual fundraiser here coming up in April 7th, and for 1 hour, 5:30, 6:30 p.m., and we have multiple sponsors, and Cutwater Spirits is certainly a big sponsor and part of this event, where if you sign up and register for it, we're going to send you a happy hour box that's going to include four cocktails from Cutwater Spirits and other additional swag included in the box. So come help support our mission, our core programs, including our aquaculture work.
So much fun, yeah. It really sounds like a unique concept, and to add Cutwater Spirits into that, that's really going to be a fun thing. So how does one participate in this virtual fundraiser?
So how you do it is you sign up at, go to a website, which is hswri.org, and then /happy hour, hswri.org/happy hour. That'll put you right on the main site that you can register for $75. It allows multiple guests in the same household to partake in the event. Anybody that's registered obviously will be eligible for a lot of free prize drawings, things from AFCO, Costa Del Mar, King Seafood, while they're enjoying Cutwater Spirits as part of this event. So only $75. And if you register again by this coming Thursday, you'll get your pack in time for the April 7th event.
And where does this money that you're going to raise go to, Mike?
Well, it's going to Hub Sea World Research Institute. That's our organization has been around and founded since 1963 for our mission to return to the sea some measure of the benefits derived from it. So we are a nonprofit organization founded by the same founding fathers who built SeaWorld a year in advance. I mean, very forward thinking to start a nonprofit before you have a for profit. And so that's going to go, the money will go to support, you know, all of our core programs such as our, you know, research that we do in wildlife populations, ocean health, animal behavior, our sustainable seafood program, which I'm really involved with, and our education and outreach. So that's kind of where your money will help to support those core mission in our research areas.
White sea bass program, halibut program, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, yellowtails, we're doing work there too. We're getting doing a lot of work now, what's called integrative multi-trophic aquaculture. So we're looking at, you know, how the effluent from our tanks that we have fish in can then go to, you know, tanks that have algae in it or invertebrates to help sort of use that nutrients in the water to help grow these products and these other items, sea life, at a much quicker rate than you would normally.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners were a little confused about your website. I just want to say it's Hub Sea World Research Institute. You just take the first letter from each one of those words, add .org at the end, and that'll take you right there. Right, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Someday we'll have you do one that's a little easier.
I know.
Hey, you're still better than the Fly Fishing Federation.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that.
That was a champion.
Yeah. You're still in there. Mike, that sounds like a great opportunity. One more time, if somebody does want to participate in that virtual fundraiser, one more time, give us the time and the info.
All right. It's Wednesday, April 7th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., and you can sign up again at that hopefully fairly straightforward, hswri.org/happy hour for $75. Register people in your home household can participate as well, too. And, again, thanks to Cutwater for helping to sponsor this event, and hopefully it's going to be a great and engaging evening.
Fantastic, Mike. Thanks a lot for your help, and thanks for all you do for Future of Fishing. We really appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Mike Shane from Hub SeaWorld Research Institute.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, ling cod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land a big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning. So much great info going on. Calls are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your through, you want to get your call through, 213 area code 432-1090.
Ton of text, too. You can text us through the Let's Talk Hookup app. I just a free download on all your devices and text us right through. And Ricky's got a fun one.
Yeah, this was a fun one from our buddy Greg from San Clemente. He said, Yusuf, I love the Whiskey Mule, and I would have never tried your products if I didn't hear you on Let's Talk Hookup. Keep up the great work. That was from Greg in San Clemente. So.
No, that's awesome. Just trying to get the word out. You know, that helps. People tasting our product is kind of the key to our success. So I think, you know, getting that product in front of people is hard to do, especially now. You know, the stadiums and the larger events were a great venue for us to get that in front of people, and we, you know, kind of missed that this year. But it's all coming back. We got the Padres coming with a couple signature cans.
Oh, sweet.
We teamed up with the Padres. I think we've got a mix pack coming out with a couple limited edition koozies maybe tucked inside.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Keep an eye out for those guys.
Yeah, that's going to be great. That's coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to actually go to the stadium this
year. Yeah, they've got it
open
this
year. Looks that way. Yeah. Yeah. So another good, great text, and this is from our buddy Chris in San Marcos, and he says, I have top-of-the-line reels. Can I just bring my reels and get rods at the boat to fish with? Everything from bait fishing to trolling. John, what about that at Rancho Leonero?
We literally have everything at the ranch. You don't have to bring anything but your flip flops and
yeah. But I agree with Mike here. I like bringing my own reels because I know the reels, and then I've used your rods, right?
Right, right. We have plenty of rods to marry the reels with. The problem with the rods and reels, of course, the rods you're going to have to pay extra with the carrying case and all that. So if you just put your reel in your check bag, not in your carry-on.
No.
If there's a line on your reel, they're not going to take it. So you put it in your check bag, and then we have plenty of rods to marry them up to. And it's always more fun, for sure, to fish with your own equipment.
Yeah.
You know?
And having the use of the Rancho Leonero rods, then you don't have to mess with the big long rod tube, the extra baggage,
the extra
charges.
Money, the extra money and the hassle with it. Yeah, we've got plenty of rods down there. We really do. So, and people do it a lot. People bring their own.
And it makes a big difference, especially at CBX, too, because now CBX has the ability to check your bag on the U.S. side, tag your bag on the U.S. side, and walk it across, and then they have a special place where you just drop your bag, and you don't have to go into the main terminal, versus if you brought your rod tube, they won't check that through.
I wasn't aware of that.
You have to go into the main terminal with a rod tube and check it through.
You can also just walk through, go across the bridge with your bag and check it on the other side without even stopping on the U.S. side,
which is what I do. That's not a problem either.
No, that's
true. Because then you go in the main terminal.
It's extraordinarily easy. It really, really is. It's, I enjoy it. It's actually, for me, it really is easier than going out of Lindbergh.
Yeah.
And cheaper.
Yeah.
And I've been down there a bunch with rod tubes and, you know, flying out of San Diego out on Alaska and had no problem, me and my friends. So if you do want to, you know, pack rods in a tube, just make sure it's I just used a long piece of ABS, glued on a little fitting so I could unscrew the one end and throw them in there and with a towel and bring them back and forth all day long. Yeah.
So either way, you can either use theirs or like you say, you like to bring your own. It's easy.
Sure. They've got just like roller bags now. They've got roller rod tubes now that are, you know, telescoping back and forth for your rods.
Yeah,
you got
the
a set
Zoopas.
Of wheels. Yeah, so you can drag it behind you like anything else. I mean, if you wanted to bring them, it's not the end of the world, but I'm with you. I do the same thing, Pete. I like to bring my own reels, and I just use John's rods.
Literally half our guests bring their own equipment, but you don't have to. Keep in mind, we have good equipment on the boats for the beach, whatever you need. So,
all right.
But a lot of guests do bring.
Good one. Let's go ahead and jump to the phone.
Well, I think on that we should run this text, only because it's such a perfect transition to what John said about fishing the beach. And I've got a question for John. One of my bucket list fish is catching a rooster fish from the beach. What's a good time of year, and what's the best way to target a big one? That's from Rich in San Pedro. Pete, I know you need to weigh in on this, too, because I always love seeing that picture of that big rooster on the Rancho website.
It's visual. They're live bait fish, you know. So one of the reasons you're going to catch more from the water is because you're going to be fishing live bait. A little tougher from the beach to get the live bait, of course. That said, you know, a lot of fisher, big rooster fish are taken. As a matter of fact, last week they caught a nice one, probably a 25-pounder, which is way early. It really starts about May. As soon as the water hits around 78 degrees and up, then the activity really increases with the rooster fish and the size as well. They're around all year. But it's a visual deal, especially, you know, they're working in shallow water up close to the beach. And so if you ride along on an ATV or you get a high spot and it's a visual deal, you go to them. If you sit in one, a lot of guys will sit down there and sit in one spot and fish and you go to them as much as you can. They move up and down the beach, granted, but you see them, they're feeding in there.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I think the timing too is, a lot of folks, you know, have a margarita or two at night, and then they go, oh, I'm going to get up at the crack of dawn and get out there. And then, you know, 9 o'clock comes rolling around, and they've missed it. And the guys that are getting out there at sunrise are the ones, or even before, are the ones that are getting them. And I've seen guys walking the beach with fly rods, you know, who come back and show us pictures. And there's a guy, I don't know if you guys probably know him, the Cabo Surfcaster, I think is his.
Yeah.
And he's got a, if you want to see people catching fish on artificials, he's kind of the guy to do that. He's down further down on to closer to the tip of Cabo, but he crushes roosters and big pargo and amberjack. And
right from the beach.
Right from the beach. Dorado even.
I was going to say, even yellowtail and Dorado.
That's my bucket is the Dorado.
That'd be cool.
We catch Dorado from the beach. In fact, one guest already has, not a real big one, maybe 3 or 4 pounds, but it's not unusual. And we haven't seen it this year, but last year, right off the lighthouse, casting off the beach, we had like a 35-pound yellowfin off the beach.
That's crazy.
Unheard of, you know. But because the drop-offs are so deep right up to the beach, everything's real close. When I was down there, the yellowtail were no more than a mile off the front of the ranch. And the boats would come in, and Sierra bites real good. And that's an early morning. You got to catch it right at sunrise. And the boats would come in and fish right off the front reef, not 100 yards off the beach in front of the hotel. And then they roll out about maybe just a mile off in that first drop off. And they're catching big yellowtail, too. Everything's really, really close.
Nice. So cool. Nice.
Well, let's jump in those jam-packed phone lines. You want to talk to John and Yusef?
You got it. Let's next talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from El Cajon this morning. What's up, Dan? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Yusef, you have a great product. They have it at Mission Trails Golf Course, and we get it all the time. John, I was down there in July. Had a fantastic time. We also rented ATVs. It was great riding up and down the beach. So had a great time. Everybody should go there sometime. Rick, I got a question. I was at the sale last week, and I got a Speedmaster 12. What 8-foot rod would you recommend?
I mean, lots of good options out there for sure, depending on one's budget. I like that Shimano Terramar 80, an 80H would be an option. Probably my single favorite would be a CalStar Graphiter 800 Heavy. That's just an 8-foot rod that'll fish, you know, that kind of 30 to 50 pound with 40 being kind of ideal. I really like that rod. If you're going towards the heavier side, maybe 800 XH, but lots of good options at 8 feet, but if I was picking one, that would be it. Also, a CalStar GG 6480. Those would probably be my favorite.
And how big is it? How long is a 6480?
It's an 8-foot rod. Looking for 8-footers. Yeah, I mean, I would say that's towards the longer side of still very popular for that reel. More commonly, we see a lot of sevens and 7.5s. But I'm with you, Dan. I really like an 8-foot rod, and a GG 6480 or that 800H would probably be my favorite.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call and the nice comments. Appreciate that very much. That does free up. It's been a busy morning. 213-432-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance.
How about a next one up from Jim from National City? Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. I got a couple things today. I tried some cut water. I tried the margarita, and it was excellent. You know, the thing I was impressed with, not real sweet, and it's got a little bit of alcohol bite, which I like. And I noticed on the can, I looked at the ingredients. There's only like two or, you know, it's like tequila, lime or lemon, and, you know, that's it. There's not no artificial flavoring, none of that garbage in there. So anyway, I was really impressed with that cut water drink. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, I always ask John, when you come down to the ranch, do you drink pesos or dollars? Maybe you might want to touch. I know you always say dollars, but maybe you might want to touch on the debit cards good, credit cards good. What's going on down there nowadays financially, John?
Yeah, we sure take debit and credit cards. No problem there. And cash is always good. Bring some cash for tips and bait are the two main costs. Otherwise, you can pretty much charge everything at the hotel. You don't need to bring pesos, really. We're dollar oriented, so everything down at the ranch, including tips and everything, can be dollars. It's not a bad idea to bring down 100 or couple $100 worth of pesos for locals. If you're driving down, it's a little different deal. You know, if you're purchasing gas and things like that and going to the local markets, you really need the pesos or they'll get you on the exchange rate. Otherwise, it's just dollars. And thanks for asking, because it's, you know, bringing down $400 or $500 extra for variables and tips and, like say, bait and everything is important. So, but bring a little cash, and I wouldn't really worry about the pesos. If you choose to, you can always spend them. It's nice to have a few pesos in your pocket. You're in Mexico, right?
So, for sure.
Good call.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And with that said, it's time to find out what's going on down in Mexico. We got the Castman Catch Report for Baja and mainland Mexico today. That Catch Report, sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by fishing by using Terrafin.com. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can download your charts and take it with you on your mobile device. Terrafin is the professional choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. What's up, cast man?
Are you there, Ricky?
Loud and clear,
man. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Richard. Buenos dias.
Yeah, buenos dias. Hey, man, it looks like it's yellowtail, man, there in the Baja, all the way from Loreto, all the way down to San Jose del Cabo and out to the Gordo Banks. It's amazing. Not only the amount of yellowtail, but the quality fish they're catching down there right now. I mean, there's, like John was saying, 40, 50, even occasional 60-pounder being taken. And guess who's going to Loreto tomorrow morning to fish 3 days?
Yeah, you'll slam. They're really biting right now.
Oh, I'm dying to, John. I just can't wait. I'm going to be packing today and get ready to go. But yeah, it's basically bottom fishing right now. Not too much Dorado, not too much tuna there in that San Jose del Cabo area. But it's definitely yellowtail, cabrilla, pargo, red snapper, and some really, really good fishing going on down there. Pete, we got 21 boats in our Loreto Rumble, May 2 to 6.
Fantastic.
And anybody wants to join us, I can still get two or three more rooms and two or three more boats, and it's going to be a fun time. It's over Cinco de Mayo, and I know that you're going to be taking care of everybody on margaritas on Cinco de Mayo. So
absolutely. You just give me your credit card, we're all set.
Yeah, you too much, mate. Anyway, anybody wants to join us on that trip, and any other trips that we do down into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday with a fresh fish report from Loreto.
Have a great time down Loreto. Warm it up for us, and I know we're looking forward to that May tournament. You want to go on that tournament. It's going to be a great time.
Buenos Tardes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Captain. Okay. Appreciate it. Great report. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls
There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leyno. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pockets. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-AHA. And RancherLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.